is Strange Harbor.
Stories of UFO sightings and alien abductions date back centuries. My next guest says the rumors are true. He was abducted by aliens 45 years ago.
The abduction phenomenon is clandestine. The way the secrecy prevails is that first and foremost, the abductees are not allowed to remember what happened to them. So when they do remember, it's not a full memory. It's in bits and pieces of memory.
I did a polygraph, a voice stress test. There were eyewitnesses to this account.
Strange Harbor, ghosts, UFOs, Alien Sasquatch, all things strange. This is Strange Harbor.
And another exciting episode of Strange Harbor, where we talk about the weird. And unfortunately, our good friend Bill, the co-host of Strange Harbor, is out today. Not feeling too well, but in his stead, we have Star Mom. Welcome back to the show, Star Mom.
Thanks for having me, Johnny.
And you brought your friend Julia with you today.
Yes, I did.
Julia, welcome to the show.
Thank you, John.
It's my understanding that you used to have like a forum on the interwebs, the Google machine. Was it an alien forum?
It was a forum for people who had experienced, it was for experiencers of alien or paranormal phenomena.
So it wasn't just aliens, it could have been ghosts or any kind of Bigfoot, things like that. But
personal experiencers, not just that they were interested, but people who had actually experienced phenomena.
Right. Is it like a support group or was it?
Exactly, that's what it was.
Have you had experiences before?
I've had many experiences. Mm-hmm. I mean, I started having phenomena when I was 5 years old.
Wow.
Okay, I don't remember a time that I didn't. You know, it was just, but it was intermittent when I was younger, and I put a lot of it down to, well, ghosts, spirits, like most people do.
Right.
Okay. But later, much later, I wound up, and I had seen a few, I should back up, I saw a few, you know, UFOs in the sky. I mean, I figured that we weren't alone, and I didn't, but I didn't really think much of it. Mm-hmm. But then I moved to a place in Arizona, and it had a nickname called Witch Well, which happened to be about, actually 20 miles as the crow flies, where Travis Walton was abducted, which I didn't know any of this. So I didn't even know about Travis Walton when I moved there. It would have been fine. Soon after I moved there, strange things would happen. I'd hear different things on the roof, and there'd be no one there, and different things. But the first incident that I recall that was very significant, it was a contrived incident. I used to go to a training, and I would go out of the area to Laughlin, and it would be a very long drive. And when I came back that particular night, I had, for some reason, gotten lost, been going the wrong way, and so it was already dark, which I didn't like to go home in the dark, but I had no choice. I saw a neighbor, and he said, "Oh, the roads are really bad. You're never going to make it home." I'm like, "Oh, great," you know? And we had just gravel roads. So I drove down the one gravel road, 7260, and I made it. And then I drove up Hart's Gravel, okay, another gravel road. And again, I'm making it, and I'm like, "Oh, great." But then I turned down my little road, and I got stuck really bad. And I knew I wasn't getting out till the morning, okay? And there was just no point. And so I thought, well, you know, I got some groceries. I'm just going to sleep here. You know what? It wasn't cold. It was just muddy and thick and heavy. It was January. And so I was just laying, you know, I was just sitting there, you know, having a bologna sandwich, I think, smoking a cigarette. And I started seeing lights coming up, like on Hart's Gravel, okay? Remember, there's nobody lives in this area. This is a completely remote area. You have about maybe 7 to 8 people for just square miles to galore, okay? So I'm thinking, I know it's raining, it's really bad weather, and I'm thinking, gee, you know, what if someone's stuck? First I'm thinking they're going to come up, but then I'm thinking maybe they're stuck, maybe they need help. I'm healthy, I could help them, you know. And so I think, well, you know, gee, I'm going to get out of my car, and I'm going to, you know, walk over there, see what I can see. And the mud was, this is true, it would get real thick and heavy, and it was up to my almost knees, you know. And I'm slogging through to try to see what's going on, and I get to some solid ground there. Well, what I saw was kind of inexplicable. I'm seeing lights, and they're about as tall as me. I mean, right there in front of me. And there's one, and it's blinking. It's a white light, and it's just blinking. You know, and then there's these two lights, and they're red and green. They're chasing each other. And I'm having this in a space of about, 3 feet? I mean, it's right there. So I'm thinking, okay, you try to look behind and go, okay, what's making that light? Well, there's nothing at all. Mm-hmm. And so I try to move towards it. And as I'm moving towards it, it's backing away, and I can feel myself getting more, entrenched in the mud, back mm-hmm. in the mud. I'm thinking, I don't like this. This feels wrong.
Right.
It was, so I went back to the truck. I felt like I was being watched.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then I went back to my truck, and as far as I know, the lights went on for a very long time because I fell asleep. I mean, I could see them reflected, and they just went on for a very, very long time, and I probably fell asleep. It was very interesting. I asked neighbors, a lot of neighbors had many, many experiences, and they didn't know what to make of it because they'd have many, too. And one kid who was like a sensitive, he was a son of my friend, and Paul, and I asked him. He gave me the best advice. He said it was a trick.
Yeah?
Yeah. He was really attuned to things there. So what
does he mean by trick?
I sort of got the feeling when he said that, it wanted to lure me.
For abduction purposes, you think?
Well, probably, because I was taken eventually, if I hadn't been before, or wasn't that night. Many times the abductees do not remember mm-hmm. things till much later.
I've heard that,
Yeah, and you'll just have flashes, and you'll go, what was that from? And sometimes it's even hard to put all these different pieces together. You'll have one experience, an experience over here, and then it gets jumbled.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they do it on purpose, so they can't quite have a clear memory.
Yeah.
Okay. But the second experience was pretty indicative that, yes, it was a trick. The first one was a trick because, again, it was the lure.
Do you think that these lights came from a ship or from a being of some kind?
No, it wasn't a being. It was mechanical.
It was mechanical.
It was definitely mechanical.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could feel that. It was not like a spirit.
Right.
Yeah, it wasn't a spirit. No, it wasn't a being. It was mechanical.
Yeah.
And, I'm sure, they have technology, I've seen different kind of lights all over the place, pinpoint lights. So that's what I think it was, some sort of thing. And it was, like I said, because I'm very curious.
Like a craft. Is that what you're saying?
It wasn't a craft because if there was a craft, I couldn't see it.
Yeah.
All I could see were these lights.
You think the glare of the lights may have obscured the craft? Because I'm trying to figure out what's the source of the light.
So was I.
Was it like orbs? Yeah. Were they orbs?
No, they were like lights. The one light was about 6 inches, and it was blinking. It was just steady. It didn't move.
In the sky?
No. Standing as high as I, just when I was standing up.
Yeah.
It was like right here.
Yeah.
But a little bit, probably as far as your records right there. And it was just, it's just blinking. And then these two.
So that's about 10 feet from you.
Yeah, I know.
I was thinking it was kind of far away.
No, right there.
Oh, wow.
It's up close and personal.
Wow.
And that's what I'm saying is so when I would step like this, it was.
When you step toward it, it would recede.
It was perceptible. It was perceptible.
Wow.
I know. That's why I think why Paul probably said it was a trick. It was like luring, and I thought, oh, I don't know what's going on here, because I couldn't see anything behind it. Now, mm-hmm. I have to tell you, a lot of people had seen lights, maybe not exactly like that,
right,
in Wychwell, and we wouldn't see anything behind it, but things can cloak. A little proby, it can cloak, can't it? I mean,
right.
The third story will be about cloaking. And so, why couldn't you cloak a little probe? I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm just speculating right now. So.
Yeah. After this happened, what'd you think? You're just like, oh, wow, that was weird? Or did you go, oh, my God, I can't believe that happened. What was that? You know what I mean?
No. I didn't do that.
Yeah.
I was more like, that was really strange, okay? All right? I don't really know what to make of that, okay?
Yeah.
And, I asked neighbors when I'd see them. I didn't, run around doing come on, I'm an adult. I've had weird stuff happen. And so, I don't know, I really didn't know what to make of it. And I guess I sort of shelved it, I sort of thought what Paul said was there was merit there. I still don't really know what it was. I have no idea. The other things I probably do know, okay? But that one was the first one.
Mm-hmm.
That was so definitive that I can't have, there's no explanation.
And this was in Arizona.
It was Arizona, and it's where it was called Wychwell. Now, the route is called 191,
mm-hmm.
right? However, this is really a true story. The LDS, the Mormons,
mm-hmm.
changed it because it used to be Route 666.
Oh.
Yes. Yes. I'm just saying, all these things I didn't know anything about, of course,
right,
when I moved there. So.
Right.
Thereby, right. Which well?
Yeah, no, which actually, well? Actually, the reason why somebody said it was called Witch Well was because there was a witch. This is what someone told me, like 1,000 years ago. And there was a witch, okay, and she had the purest water. Well, I don't know where, because I didn't ever find it. They probably drank it all. But this witch kept everybody hostage for this one well, whoever was living there 1,000 years ago. I don't know, the Anasazi, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. But that was the legend. And also, too, of course, because you had to witch wells. But there was a lot of controversy of why it was called that. Very interesting place. Lots of weird things going on.
So when did the next thing happen? Like, how long had it been between that first time and then the next time?
It was summer. I know it was summer because it was hot. You know, it would get really hot in Arizona. This was also contrived. Like, the first time, you know, I was lost. And so otherwise, maybe I wouldn't have seen that.
Yeah.
The second time, when I get up and I'm up for the day,
mm-hmm.
Okay? I don't take naps. I'm not one of those people.
Yeah.
I've just never been one of those people.
Mm-hmm.
But the past few days, I had been, which was very strange for me.
Yeah.
And I had a daughter. Last daughter was living with me. She didn't care, but she was older. But I don't know. It was just weird. And then I would wake up middle of the night, okay, because I'd had this 1 hour nap or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one night, same thing, you know, it had been hot, 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 and I had fallen asleep from the heat, and then, I got up, did my stuff, and then went to bed, but then woke up, and I remember it was about midnight, I remember that, and I had to use the restroom, mm-hmm. and there's this light shining in my room, in my window, you know, and I'm going, now, what the heck? You know? And then I thought, well, maybe it's the moon. You know? But so I looked outside. Again, this was very low. And I'm thinking, oh, no, it's not the moon. You know? And what I saw was pretty incredible. Okay? I saw this beam. In Arizona, trees don't grow high, okay, because there's no water. So the cedar trees are pretty short. They're about maybe 15 feet, if that,
mm-hmm.
okay. And this beam was about, like, it was slightly off the ground, and it was about maybe 6 to 8 feet high. And it went in between the two trees, and it was moving. It was fluctuating, okay. And I was watching that light, and there it was right there where I knew it wanted me to come outside. Oh, I could feel it. I could feel its pull.
Was it a trick, you think?
It was obvious. I think they just wanted to make it easier for them to grab me.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know why. They just come in the house and do it. I mean, really. I know. I know mm-hmm. how that works. They can just come and they can just grab you out of the house. But they took me that way once, but... at the time, I didn't really understand what I was seeing, okay? I really didn't. I looked at that, though, and thought, yeah, that's some sort of alien thing. It's gotta
yeah.
be. I mean, what else could it be? It reminded me, you know what reminded me? Was something off of Star Trek.
Yeah.
The old Star Treks, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Where it was just, where you'd see these beams, and the beams were moving and all that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, so I watched that for a sucker for a while. I wasn't going to go out. And the next day, I remember we had these really high winds there a lot. It was very windy. I didn't tell my daughter about it. My daughter was prone to being very scared about things.
Mm-hmm.
Even though she was older, I didn't want to freak her out, or I don't know.
Right.
And but I really wanted to see if there was, I don't know, maybe they left something,
mm-hmm.
you know, I mean, a transmitter, you know,
right.
something. I don't know. I mean, I'm just trying to make jokes in my head, okay? I have to. You've got to have a sense of humor. You know, I mean, come on.
Right.
You know, I mean, really.
We're talking about aliens here.
You know, I mean, come on. They're on my property. I mean, they're on your property. You're going, oh, they want me to come out, and I don't think that's okay, you know? So I go out there. I don't know what I'm looking for. And I'm looking, and I told her, she said, what are you going outside for? It's so windy. I said, well, you know, I want to go outside to, I had this thing happen, you know, I saw this thing last night, blah, blah. And so she's like, well, I'll go with you. I said, okay. And so we're out there, and it's windy. I mean, it's windy. Well, it's inexplicable. So I'm looking for anything. I'm not seeing anything. But then I'm noticing in the ground these marks, and I could draw it for you. And we're not on television, I know, but I mean, I could draw it for you, and you could describe it. I remember exactly what it looked like. I mean, it was marks. Clearly, it was made like with a ruler. Could not be straighter.
Yeah.
Okay. How they did that? I mean, the wind should have blown it away, but it didn't. Okay. But there were marks all the way around this one tree. Okay. And in a pattern. In some sort of pattern, and then an arrow, an outline of an arrow pointing to the tree. I'm looking at that, and I turned to my daughter, and I said, are you seeing this? And she said, yes, and I'm going inside now. And so I'm like, okay. Yeah. Anyway, eventually the marks blew away, but nothing grew under the tree. Nothing, not ever.
Hmm.
Okay, so in fact, the vegetation, which is admittedly, it's sparse in Arizona. It's not like here, you know,
mm-hmm.
You know, a big jungle. But it looked, and this happened in Montana too, seared.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's the word.
Like seared?
No, seared. Like the water had been sucked out of it.
Oh.
It doesn't look burned. It just looks like someone sucked the water out. And apparently that's very common when a craft or something will land. It will actually, I'm not sure if it's radiation. I've had people on forums say that. But it will do something to vegetation and to the actual soil itself to make it impossible to be able to grow. I'm not sure what it is it does.
Right.
Because I'm not on an alien ship.
Right.
Okay, so.
Yet.
No, well, let's not go there. You know.
Okay, and that was the second time?
That was. Well, I don't know if that was a second time, but there was many other times. But I just thought that was kind of interesting.
Yeah. Okay. What kind of things did you learn on your forum from other people and their experiences? Have you learned anything?
Oh, lots of things. They were wonderful people.
Yeah.
Of course, I met Star Mom, which was wonderful, and I met some other people. They were wonderful. They had different experiences. There were similarities in different things. It depended.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of them had been, for sure, they remembered being taken. I got to meet one lady. She was very interesting. She was taken, and she managed to get away, and that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
So, we talked a lot about trying to prevent it. We talked about a lot by why they were here in the first place. What did they want? We talked about things like Carla Turner as a, you know, reference, because obviously we didn't feel that they were benevolent, because if they were benevolent, they'd come to the house and we could, you know,
knock on the door, bring an apple
have
pie,
a beer, have a cup of coffee, you know.
Right.
But they don't do that. So they just come
and take what they want. Right?
That's right. They also went after my whole family, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They went after my kids.
Uh oh.
And they went after my grandkids.
Wow.
Okay. They still are very interested in my grandchild and my daughter. I mean, it's just the way it is. You're a person of interest for some reason to them, and they're never going to probably leave you alone.
What do you think that reason is?
I don't know. I speculate that there's something that experiencers can do, and they're not even aware that they can. I give you an example, and you remember Bastet.
Right.
I remember we were talking last night about her having a memory of putting her hand on in a ship, okay, and putting her hand on a console, and I flashed on it immediately, and the ship responding to her hand, okay, and her will, you know, we'd all like that to happen. My computers break when I try to touch them,
right.
But you know, how do we know? You know, we don't use a lot of our brains. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe we have some sort of ability that we don't even know about.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing I can really think. I don't know. We all seem to look apparently the same, right? It's not that.
Mm-hmm.
Blood type, some people are Rh negative. That's true. But some people are not. So then what's that about? So I think it's something, it might be something genetic, too. My family, I did come from a line of people that did things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they did things.
Mm-hmm.
My mom could do things, and my grandma was known for doing things.
Okay.
Like that. You know, they were just, you know, they were...
What things? What are we talking?
Well, my mother could make people do things. Okay.
I don't want that
right.
Well, talent.
She didn't do nothing bad. My mother was a very nice person. I love my mother. But, like, for instance, she just wanted to see if it would work. And she would, like, put the thought in your head very strongly that you needed to go get up. I remember this. I was a kid. Get up and go outside. It was winter. And open this door, this big heavy door, and look outside. And I remember doing it. Okay, and doing that. And my mom sitting there, I was waiting for a music lesson. And my mom's sitting there, and she started to laugh. I said, I don't know what I'm doing. She goes, oh, yeah, I told you to go do it. And I'm like... And I never knew anything about it again until much, much later when I was having a lot of things happen to me as a teenager. I mean, you know, the puberty thing really hits you hard.
Right.
All kind of weird stuff. And she starts telling me about my grandma, you know. And my grandma was really special. She really was. She was a really wonderful person. But she also knew she was extremely telepathic and empathic also. And so she had actually, one time somebody had wanted to do her place harm. He really was going to rob them. She knew. And she went up to him and touched him and said, you don't want to do that. And apparently he broke down and cried and had a knife and he was ready. He had been ready to start killing. I mean, this was back in the old country. There were many stories of her knowing things, mm-hmm. you know, and it was just a given with her. I don't know about before then, but, you know, like my great-grandparents, I don't know anything about them.
When you say old country, which country?
Well, Russia. Sorry.
It's the Russians. The Russians did it.
Russians are coming.
When all else fails, blame the Russians.
One of the things I will tell you, when I asked people on the forum,
yeah.
When was the first time, you know, that they remember anything at all, anything weird at all, almost, I'd say 99% of them had childhood memory, and a good portion had something going on with their genetic pool. Their gene pool with their mm-hmm. mama or maybe grandma.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think it also skips, and I'll tell you why. My youngest daughter, I think it skipped her.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but it did. I think there's something, maybe, I really don't know. It skipped her. That's the way I feel. She wanted to have these experiences, I think, but I don't think she did.
Yeah.
Okay. But the other ones, no, it didn't skip them all right. My son had some, I think, what I believe, it sounds like there were ships following him. He lived in Wychwell. I don't know how he got lost. I have no idea because it made no sense, but he started, because he's just walking on a straight road. I don't know how he can get lost.
How do you get lost on a straight road?
Yeah, but he did, and he got all turned around, apparently, and he had this dog with him. He said the dog kept him alive. He was staying with my friend. I hadn't moved out there yet, and somebody dropped him off, and he started walking. And like I said, how hard could it be?
Right.
But I guess he decided to cut across. I don't know why. It's my son. And he got real turned around. And these orbs, he said there was three, but they were huge. And all night, they followed him. All friggin' night long. And in fact, he never slept. And they found him in the morning, and he had pneumonia.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, he almost died. We almost lost him then. But yeah, he just said that. And I said, were they friendly? Were they not friendly? He goes, I don't know. He goes, all I know is they were following me, and I was glad I had the dog.
Yeah.
He didn't feel about them one way or the other, just that they were just consistently there. Every time he would walk, they would just be there.
Wow.
I know.
More with Star Mom and Julia coming up on Strange Harbor.
You're listening to Strange Harbor. Ghosts, UFOs, aliens, Sasquatch, all things strange. Online at strangeharbor.net. Strange Harbor. Be strange.
Welcome to Strange Harbor. If you've had an out-of-the-ordinary experience, then come to strangeharbor.net and let us know what it is.
It's Strange Harbor, where we talk about the weird, and Johnny Manson here. Bill is out today. He's not feeling too well. We wish him a speedy recovery. Star Mom joins us, and she brings her friend Julia. Julia, we've been talking about your experiences. Do you have any more you want to share?
I do have one more, and I guess it's about your local culture here. I saw what I think was a Sasquatch.
Oh, yeah?
I didn't know a whole lot. Mm-hmm. The only way I knew about it was when from Star Mom, you know, and a couple of people on the forum, you know, but I didn't have any real, I didn't think so anyway. I thought it was mainly, you know, grays and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I didn't really think much of it. I don't know. I didn't think either way, you know. I just figured, well, it's probably real. It exists, you know. Maybe it's an okay thing, you know. One night, I used to live in a trailer home, but before I lived in it, I lived in a little RV. I had just gotten my granddaughter. We would sleep in this kind of a big size RV, but I had a bed and she had a bed over there. So it was all open, and I was just laying there, probably on the forum for all I know, you know, looking things up. Mm-hmm. And I see this light, well, several lights, come out of the woods. You see, it backed up right to a little woods, real cute, you know, like shooting lights coming out of the woods. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, and I'm like, so I'm kind of looking back there. I'm going, what the heck is that? You know, I'm not. I don't know if I really want to leave Sarah. And I kind of was a little bit apprehensive, to be honest. To just, I think I'm going to walk out there.
Right.
Still had my dog, but I thought, I don't know. So I thought, no, and I don't know how this was. It was a little bit later. And it was dark. Where I used to live, he was real adamant about having street lamps. Mm-hmm. So everything was really illuminated. My neighbors lived right next door. I should have been able to see whatever it was.
Yeah.
Because of these darn street lamps, you know? But I couldn't. It was like there was a shadow around it. It was just kind of strange. Anyway, but I could feel there was someone over there. You know how you can sense that there's something. There's something. And then I could feel that it was, like, watching me. And I thought, that doesn't make any sense. I mean, what, you know? So I kind of, like, try to make myself to where, because I had the window open, everything open. I'm thinking, oh, my gosh. You know, I'm kind of on display here. But I felt this malevolence, you know, and I can't understand it. And then I see a red light, and I thought, oh, well, maybe it's Jesse. That's my neighbor. Mm-hmm. Jesse's smoking, and I'm thinking, no, why would he smoke outside? It was like 1 a.m. when they smoke all the time inside. You know, why? It doesn't make any sense.
Right.
And it didn't really look like a cigarette anyway, but it was a bright light, bright red light. And it was about yay big, and it was just a consistent one. So I still keep watching, and then I see it. This figure moves, and I get to see it for a minute with the street lamps, and it was very big. Okay, all right, it was a very big creature. It wasn't a man. It wasn't a gray or a white. It was like what the set. I mean, yeah. But then it dissipated. It just like was like slowly like went into nothing, and I'm thinking, how the heck did it do that? And what was it? You know, what was it anyway?
Right.
Right? Later, much later, and this is why I know that was probably Sasquatch, much later, the place I lived in, they were kind of not all together there, and they drank a lot. You know, there's people. You know, but, and they didn't, you couldn't say nothing to them about any, you know, any kind of sightings. But I happened to go up there, and the one lady who was saying, oh, yeah, you know, I was out on my porch last night. She lived right across this field from me. And she said, you know, and I saw that darn bear, and he ran on two legs all the way across the field. Well,
as bears often do.
Bears often do. Bears, you know, I've seen them do that all the time.
Yeah.
So, and it was right around the time, right. I mean, the time was so close to when I saw it just, you know, just fade into nothingness.
Wow.
That, yeah, probably what that, the light was, probably some sort of cloaking machine.
Right.
Right, right. And then he materialized away from my house, because when he, the way it was secluded there, yeah, I wouldn't have seen him. If he walked away around my neighbor's house and then ran, I wouldn't have seen that from where I was. I was in the woods, not by the field, so. Big fun.
Just like, wow, what now? What's going on now?
No, I don't, you know? I don't feel that.
Yeah, I'd be like, gosh.
It bothers me, but I don't know. You know, there's been a couple of things that have happened since I've been here.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Sorry, do you think they follow you around then?
Yes.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure.
Like, what's she doing going to Grace Harbor now? What? What's she in Aberdeen for?
I didn't know if they were going to like me doing this, you know?
Yeah.
So, well, but I took my chances.
If you wake up back where you were, then I guess you'll know if they like
it or not. Yeah, right. You know, no, I don't think I'm going to wind you up back in Witchwell. No, I don't think so. I mean, you know, it's just the way it is. Look, they know, I mean, look, they know that we know. They know that my granddaughter knows. I mean, my granddaughter, she was like three. She was 3 years old, and they were chasing her around my farm. I know. She would call them nasty boys. We knew that it was aliens. That is how we knew.
Now, how do you know that they're aliens and not demons, like some people claim that they're demons?
They're demons. They're interdimensional beings, and they just, you know, blah, blah. Right. Because, unfortunately, we've had contacts with what I call others. And I don't mean like ghosts. I mean like people that drive around in Jeeps and wear military outfits.
Oh.
Yeah. And so that was why I was reluctant to talk about it. But it is true. And so there were different things that happened with people. And they're not going to be interested in demons or angels, or they're not going to.
Right.
Why? Why would they? I mean, come on. People have had demons, ghosts, all that stuff going on for 100,000 years. There's something else going on. And I happen to have lived in a hot spot. Probably. If I had moved to New York, would it still have happened? Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know. But it doesn't really matter. To speculate doesn't matter. I did live in Witchwell. That was where there was an abundance, I would say, of alien doings with other people, too, with the neighbors, too.
Right.
Unfortunately, a lot of the neighbors are no longer living. One of my friends had more of the others. In fact, he was visited at his home. He had three of them come to his house and ask him some very strange questions. He told me about
three aliens or three military people?
I don't know. Do we call them military?
I
don't know who they are. They're these guys, and they come to your house, and they ask you stuff. I mean, they don't go, well, you know, I'm with the 5th Battalion.
Right.
They don't do that. They're just there all of a sudden. You know, one time I had some guy, I thought that he had left the police force, okay? I knew him because I worked for the courts, but he wasn't with them anymore. And he came around in a plain vehicle. And he's telling me he's looking for something. There's nobody living down there except me.
Hmm.
And he wants to know if I've seen the guy. And I'm going, he doesn't live down here. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We were just looking down here. And I'm like, and yeah, okay.
Sure you were.
Sure you were. I mean, I think he wouldn't have stopped if I hadn't seen him. But with my friend, no, he had three of them come to his place and ask him very strange questions. Okay. Hmm. And he's one of the ones who's dead. Later, he left the area. I thought this was... I advised against this, but, yeah, you know, people do what they want.
Right.
He was a programmer, and he wanted to work for Project Camelot. And apparently, he started talking. He knew a lot. Robert knew a real lot.
Like, talking to other people? Is that what you mean?
Other people. And apparently, he started having strange people, again, out there in Utah, come up to him and I said, you know, this is no... And I really cared for this man, okay? And I said, you know, really, you really got to stop. No, no, it's okay, I'm fine, you know? And one day I just knew, and sure enough, he died of a heart attack, which he was a pretty young guy.
Yeah.
And he was riding his bike. So, I mean, somebody that has a heart condition generally isn't riding their bike all.
Right.
And just suddenly just dropped it.
When you speak of these others, they're human.
They are.
You don't think they're military?
I don't want to say that because I don't know. Maybe. One time I saw these guys in a Jeep, okay? I was coming back to my place. I had just moved to Witchwell. And there was apparently a big crash, okay? Now, I don't know what... I didn't even hear it, you know. But it was apparently across the street from where I was, okay? I was coming back, and I was thinking, oh, boy, there's nobody here, no cops, you know, I could have a beer if I wanted, you know. Not that I would. I just like the freedom of it.
Right.
I look in my rearview mirror. Now, remember, this is a road that no one goes on. Now, you know the people that go on this road because that's how, okay, it's 7230. There's, like, nobody on this road except people that live there. And I'm seeing these guys, and they got the camo on, and they got they're in Jeeps. And they got the guns, you know, the whole bit, like out of a movie. I mean, I'm like, I'm going, so I pull over. I'm a little nervous. And boy, I pulled over and they gave us a whoa look, you know. And so they went to investigate this supposed plane crash. Let me tell you about this plane crash. This was during the Rodeo Chudesky fires or whatever. They said that this plane... It was a sole person, and this plane came from Ohio, mind you, all the way from Ohio, to help fight this fire in Arizona.
Yeah.
They wouldn't let anybody near there. And in fact, so my neighbors on the other side, they heard, it was probably, I guess it was a lot louder. They said it sounded like a sonic boom or something. Hmm. They wanted to go check it out. I mean, come on, you know, it's right down your road from you. And they were told, in fact, my one neighbor, he went there or something, and they followed his tire tracks back to his house and told him in no uncertain terms that it was off limits and it was military. But we didn't understand why in the world there was a whole bunch more. Those two were just like tailing. There were no military bases, anywhere at all.
Wow.
Okay, I don't know where they kind of where they came from. Phoenix? I don't even know. There wasn't any in Gallup. There wasn't any in Cholo. Later, they started building something, some sort of strange thing, over in Adamana in the middle of nowhere. We don't know why that was. That was very strange. All of a sudden, they had a military complex in the middle of nowhere several years later, and
wow.
I don't know why. We don't know where they came from, why they were there. We thought, you know, 4, 5, 6 of them, and was quite a lot for a solo plane crash. I could be wrong, but I felt that was pretty weird. And so, yeah, I saw they would do things like a couple of my neighbors started, generally we like to be home before dark. It was just that kind of a place. You know, there is no lights or nothing. You want to be home. But some of them sometimes had to work late.
Right.
In town, and a couple of them mentioned this to me, which I never understood this. People doing things in the night, working on these roads in the middle of the night, which I thought that was kind of odd. And then we had a railroad that was just basically supposed to be between the power plant, and I don't know where it went. It wasn't the regular railroad. There was an access road that they closed. It was an access road to the one complex down there, but then it was off limits, except if you, again, they're seeing people in Jeeps drive down this road at 2 a.m. I mean, I don't know, you know,
right.
with the camo and the guns, no one's, you, one time I wanted to, I pinpointed an area that we thought might be where something was going on, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I used to work for the county, and so I went there, and I told, I lied, and I said, oh, yeah, I bought some property out there, you know? I kind of want to go look at it. And the woman said, well, I don't know. You better be careful. This is a person in the county, okay? And she goes, the government is accessing a bunch of those properties and taking them over. We never knew why. We still don't really know why. Yeah, it's true.
Where in Arizona is this?
I'm on the other side of the Petrified Forest.
Give me a city.
Sanders. St. John's.
City. Is this north, east, south, west,
Arizona? No, it's about 200 miles east of Flagstaff.
Okay.
Yeah. We're really close to the New Mexico border.
Okay.
So the closest one would be Sanders, which is 24 miles to the north, or St. John's, which is 28 miles to the south.
Wow.
Yeah, so I don't know what... To this day, I really don't know. I do know that... like I told you last night about the investigation, and when they were very hot to investigate, and then when they found out where it was, they said, "Oh no, it's redlined. We can't go there." I said, "Oh really?
Redlined."
Yeah. I mean, this is not a place that is known. When one of the people on my forum, I believe, I'm pretty sure, was a mole.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah. One was a mole. You know who I'm talking about. When I talked to him about, no, come on. When I came in here and I said Witchwell, did you know what I was talking about? No, people don't know where Witchwell is,
right.
Okay? He knew. Not only did he knew specifically about different roads. He knew specifically, and I thought that was really friggin' strange.
Yeah.
This guy's all the way in supposedly Richmond, Virginia.
Yeah.
And he knows about Witchwell, Arizona.
Right.
I don't know. I really, to this day, I really don't know. I know that people died, disappeared from there. They're, you know... My one neighbor was working on a neighbor's house. She was gone, and I guess they went outside to have smoke or something, and they saw several ships. Ships
wow.
were moving around, and they're going, "Yeah, we saw." And they were laughing about it. They go, "Yeah, we don't know what to say. You know, all we know is there was two ships, and they're moving back and forth, and they're low. These are not ships in the sky." That's the thing, is that these are not little dots, and these are like up close and personal, like I showed you, you know.
Wow.
So Yeah. So, but I know that a lot of other people have had weird stuff happen. I just want them to know they're not alone. Yeah. Not, it's not just them. And no, you can't. I wish you could, I do at times, wish you could pray it away, but you can't.
Praying it away.
No,
huh?
You can't pray it away. You can pray away demons, but you can't pray away aliens, okay? I'm not sure what they're, I'm pretty sure there are, most of them are organic. Mm-hmm. I don't know about the grays. I think there's some sort of weird hive mentality there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I feel anyway.
What else can you tell us, like, your... just your gut feelings about whether it's the grays or just all of it or anything else, you know?
Well, let me be specific.
Well, one thing I want to know, and we've talked about this at length, is that notion that these events are contrived.
They are.
They're arranged.
Mm-hmm.
And there's sequential kind of sense to them.
That's right.
So that you feel like you're being led along, but you don't know to what conclusion.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you showing me this? It has absolutely no meaning to me. Like, you'll see an image, and that's it, just an image, and you think, I'm nuts. That's it, I'm nuts. I'm delusional. But then a little bit later, something else will happen, and it leads you along.
Yes.
But to what?
I think to make you more accessible, to make it easier. I don't know why. I think they pride themselves on their hypnotic ability, okay? If they can have pride. They don't have the same kind of feelings like we do.
I think the grays are biological robots, and that's why they seem so indifferent.
But even
the species they works for can't come down to Earth because it's, you know, so contaminated and poisonous. But they don't care what they do to you. They're indifferent. They're machinery. They don't have a feeling.
No, they don't. They don't seem to. I got the impression, like I said, hive.
Hive mentality.
Yeah. Right. People have talked about them taking embryos and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if that happened. I can just tell you that.
Anybody on your forum claim to have that happen?
I don't know if it was on that forum or a different one, but one lady said she was taken aboard a ship, taken to another world, and shown her baby.
Yeah.
Wow.
She knew it was her baby.
Right.
Yeah.
But it was not altogether her baby.
Right.
I don't know what to make it. I've heard women saying that. I don't know that I don't give them credence. I mean, I don't know.
They're either lying or they're crazy or they're telling the truth.
They're telling the truth. And if they're telling the truth, that, you know, I don't know what the story is about that. That maybe they do. Maybe they do want some. Maybe it's like what Carla Turner said, is they want this, our essence, you know, this black box. Yeah, that's what they want. And maybe they think if they breed or they get a baby that they'll get it. They'll get this thing they perceive that we have.
Right.
You know, I mean, and maybe we do have something really, really special. I don't know. Maybe not. I mean, I know one thing, that we have souls. I don't know about those whites. I'm not sure. They're pretty nasty.
Those whites, is that like those grays?
No.
No.
What, no. What? They're. I've seen them.
Or are you talking about Caucasian people?
I
mean,
no.
What do you mean?
No.
What are those whites?
The tall white ones.
Oh, they're aliens that are tall and white.
Yes.
Kind of like the ones that are tall and gray?
I guess there are ones that are tall and gray. I've seen the ones that were tall and white. Yeah.
Oh.
Unfortunately.
Do they look like...
They look like tall, spindly aliens.
Big eyes, big head, that kind of thing?
Yeah, they're very tall, and they're white, and their eyes aren't as big as grays. They're not like that. They're smaller, but they're sunken. They don't got hair, okay?
Are they meaner?
They're horrible.
Are they?
Yeah, they think that we're insects.
Okay.
And they feel righteous in what they're doing. And they those are the ones who like to experiment and do terrible things to people.
So they're a lot like humans. Huh? Right? Sorry. Kind of, you know.
Some, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they're very terrible. And they think that people are beneath them.
Yeah.
And they want to, they get pleasure from hurting.
So they're bullies.
They are. They want to elicit responses.
Yeah.
They want to elicit fear and pain.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like the energy vampires.
That's right. They like it. Well, they don't like. They don't. It's more of a. It's a weird feeling from them. It's almost like this neutral thing. But they look at us. You know, step on a bug. I don't like to step on a bug unless it's like a fly in my house, right? You know. I even tell the kids to save spiders because they're...
Right.
You know, yeah.
So I tell my girls to save the spiders.
Yeah, you're right. And so, but some people, you know that. I remember there was a kid where I used to live, and he was actually pulling wings off a darn... We had a lot of butterflies, and he was pulling wings off a butterfly.
So they're cruel.
They're cruel.
Okay.
They're mean, on purpose.
Right. Cruel and mean.
Yeah.
Okay.
On purpose. And I don't know why, but they are, and they look at us as less than.
Could you recommend any reading or any websites, any forums that people could go to direct them into...
Not a lot of good forums out there anymore.
Yeah.
After what happened on my forum, I shut it down. Right now, I'm trying to do a little group, a face-to-face group. Mm-hmm. So if anybody's interested.
So if experiencers around this area want to meet somewhere like the library or just somewhere where they'll feel safe and then they'll feel free of ridicule, they're not going to have to worry about that. How do they get a hold of you?
Oh, well, I actually have an ad on Craigslist.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I have it on Craigslist. It says experienced alien or UFO phenomena.
Okay.
And so, because I think that's actually a safer way to do it. I think that internet, sometimes anybody can. And what I do with people that, I've had responses, and some people are not all there.
Okay.
but a couple people have been, and that's nice. And so we're working on getting a little group, and, you know, Star Mom, she's got some people. And I encourage people to do that themselves, too, in their little areas. It's a good thing because not only do you not feel so alone, but when someone is saying to you, you know, when you tell your family, and they're like, oh, you know, they're not going to be mean. They're going to go, oh, that's really a trip. Wow. It's not the same as somebody going, you know, I had this weird thing happen to me. It makes you feel not only not alone, but like you've got...
They don't think I'm crazy.
No,
right?
In fact, they've been waiting to talk to me. That's how it is.
So you have an ad on Craigslist. Is it for the Olympic Peninsula area?
Yeah. I think I put it in Tacoma, too.
Okay.
Because I didn't think, you know, if people from Seattle would really want to come down. That's pretty far. But yeah, I just have an ad. And you know, Star Mom's been gracious to want to help work with me on this, you know, to do something. Because I think it's really important that people come together and talk about these things. Because, you know, you go through your day, and then maybe you see something, or even when your phone flashed... A lot of us have that problem. I don't know if you know, but flashing lights bothers a lot of experiencers. Yeah.
It's like a flashback.
It is. That's what it is. Because we were taken. You know, every so often experiencers will remember a snippet of something, you know, and so the lights, there's probably lights on the ships, you know, probably like that, flashing lights like that.
Maybe tests, too, that they've done.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks for taking the time to come in and talk with us. We're out of time.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you very much for having me on, John.
Yeah, and we'll have you both back. Hopefully Bill will be feeling better when you both are back, though, okay?
Okay. Well, thank you.
Well, that'll do it for this episode of Strange Harbor. If you'd like to contact us or reach out to Juliana or Star Mom or yell at Bill for his new age TUI, log on to strangeharbor.net.
You're listening to Strange Harbor, ghosts, UFOs, aliens, Sasquatch, all things strange. Online at strangeharbor.net. Strange Harbor. Be strange.